I went to school in Nainital, a little hill station in the foothills of the Himalayas. A day scholar for some years, I was then around 9. I am now 88. I am Ranjit Mathur. The half mile of hill road to school from the cottage taken by the family went past Gurney House, which, as you may know, once belonged to Jim Corbett. Often, this white-haired gentleman, usually with his dog, sometimes with his sister, would walk part of the way with my elder brother, our two younger cousins, and me. He became interested in us as he found we had named some of the trees on the way. Three giant oaks were grandfather, grandmother, and granduncle, and the graceful apricot tree was Emily, as it grew in Emily Cottage. My elder brother told us that the gentleman had killed several man-eaters. Our younger cousin, aged about 5 or 6, carried the notion that this white-haired man was a man-eater, and so the little chap would try to avoid him whenever he walked alone. But Jim Corbett would ambush him and talk to him, and they also became friends. Jim Corbett came thrice to our school auditorium to regale the senior boys with his stories. Once we were all startled upon hearing the loud roar of a tiger and impulsively looked towards the windows on our right, only to realize Jim Corbett had used his powers of ventriloquism to project his voice in that direction. I am fortunate to have chanced upon this great and kind man, and also to associate with Anjali, who has taken the trouble of bringing out a book on him. Thank you, Anjali.